Think about Peter. Before Jesus chose him to be a disciple, Jesus knew that Peter would deny him, but he chose him anyway. God knows every mistake that we will ever make. All of our days have been written in His book from the beginning to the end. God knows every time we will fail, every time we will take the easy way out, every time you will lose your temper. The good news is, God still chose you. He still says, "That's my child," and He will still help you fulfill your destiny. Why? Because God's love is not based on our performance. It's based on our relationship. We are His children. When Jesus was about to be crucified, He said to Peter, "You will deny me 3 times before the rooster crows tonight." Peter said, "No, Jesus, I'm your most faithful disciple. I'll stick with you through thick and thin to the very end." They arrested Jesus. Peter was watching it all take place from a distance. A young lady came over and pointed at Peter and said, "He's one of His followers. I've seen that man with Jesus." Peter said, "No, ma'am, you've got it wrong. You're mistaken. I don't know the man." He denied him once. It happened a second time. The third time the girl came over, even more emphatically, said to the guards, "I know he is one of the followers. I'm certain that I've seen that man with Jesus." This time Peter got upset, started cursing, swearing, "Girl, what are you talking about? You're making all this up. I've never seen that man." Right on cue, the rooster crowed. Jesus looked over at Peter. Their eyes met. You can imagine how Peter must have felt. When Jesus needed him the most, when he was at his lowest moment, he needed a friend to stick up for him, but Peter didn't do it. The scripture says Peter went out and wept bitterly. He felt ashamed. No doubt he was beating himself up, thinking, "Peter, what's wrong with you? How could you be such a coward?" Not long after that, they crucified Jesus. Peter never had a chance to make things right. He never had the chance to say, "Jesus, I'm sorry. I blew it. I promise you that I'll be there for you next time." He had to carry the guilt and heaviness of betraying his friend, the Messiah, whom he dearly loved. We've all made mistakes. We've all failed. But none of us have failed as big as Peter. None of us has denied Christ when He needed us the most, when He was about to be crucified. You would think that Peter would have missed his destiny. Surely God wouldn't have anything to do with him. No, when you make a mistake, God doesn't turn away from you. He turns toward you. He doesn't love you less. He loves you more. He comes after you. They crucified Jesus on Friday. Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb to check on his body. When she arrived, she noticed that the stone was rolled away. She went in, and an angel appeared and said, "Mary, don't be afraid. Jesus is not here. He is risen. Now go tell his disciples and Peter that he is alive." Out of all the people in the world God could have mentioned at this historic time, the only person he specifically pointed out was Peter. God was saying, "Peter, I know you think I'm disappointed in you and I'll never have anything to do with you, but Peter, that's not who I am. I'm the God of another chance. When you fall, I come running toward you. When you turn your back on me, I don't turn my back on you." God is saying to all the people who have fallen, the people who have made mistakes, "I'm not only alive, but I still love you. I still believe in you. If you'll let go of the guilt and move forward, I will still get you to where you're supposed to be." Now you have to do your part and receive God's mercy. If Peter would have listened to the accusing voices, gone around beating himself up, he would have gotten stuck where he was. I can imagine that when he heard Mary say, "Peter, the angel specifically said to tell you that Jesus is alive," he said, "Mary, did he really call my name?" "Yes, Peter, he said to tell you." When Peter heard that, something ignited on the inside. He shook off the guilt, shook off the self-pity, said, "I may have blown it in the past, but that doesn't have to keep me from my future. I'm still going to become who God created me to be." Not long after that, Peter went out and ministered, and 3,000 people came to know the Lord, the most recorded in the scripture. would have never happened if Peter hadn't understood this principle. God doesn't write us off when we make mistakes. God doesn't cancel our destiny because we've taken a few detours. Maybe today you're down on yourself because you're not where you thought you'd be in life. You've made some poor choices. Now you're letting the guilt weigh you down. That heaviness is keeping you from God's best. Just as God specifically called Peter's name, He's calling your name today, saying, tell John, tell William, tell Ricardo, tell Shannon, tell Maria, I have forgiven them. I'm not disappointed in them. I'm not withholding my blessing. I still have an amazing future in front of them. God is calling your name today. He is running towards you.